see the curtains hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night.
And that's it as far as costs go. I think the overall budget is $455,000 with $100,000 in cost for the repair portion. And then the remainder being the extension part, the floating dock, the gangway, and all of the mooring poles necessary for the ferry to pull in and tie off temporarily.
There's stuff that people are going to sit back and they're going to point their finger at us that we're spending money we shouldn't be spending. It should be spent better. And that's just my opinion. You know, this is kind of a crazy time to be looking at spending that kind of money on a pier.
So J.B. Schluter, they're the second voice you heard from city council last night in Gulf Breeze, talking about this question of extending the dock, repairing the dock or the pier, and extending it out to possibly host ferries off of Shoreline Park, and the cost, and is this the right way to spend money, and will anybody actually use them? Good questions to be raised. Joining us now, City Manager Sam Abel. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
You know, I love a good discussion, and a good discussion is only had when you have people who don't see everything the same way, right?
That is so true, Andrew, and I completely agree with you.
So, and last night, you know, you had on a variety of topics. On some topics, like lifting the curfew, that was an easy peasy. That's all done, right?
That's right.
But then on questions about, for example, the ferry system, not everybody sees it the same way. You know, when I talked to Grover Robinson yesterday, he made it sound, he didn't want to say it this way, but he made it sound to me like basically FDOT was not interested. They do not see subsidizing this. They think buses are the solution. Providing a no-cost or low-cost alternative to users is the goal. You guys have all said the same thing. What's your assessment of this?
Well, Andrew, first, you know, I'm so passionate about our form of government as a council manager because I can put together the best plan. I can go out with our staff and our talent and subject matter experts, but it is for the mayor and council to decide whether that plan makes sense for our community. And that's what, you know, you heard in the discussions last night. What I shared with the council is that, you know, sitting here, I don't know whether there is going to be ferry service. What we're asking is that FDOT procure those ferries to make sure that they are low, you know, to no cost transportation alternatives for our community. But they're reviewing that. We haven't heard the final word from them. And so the issue for the council to decide is the extension of a pier to make sure that we get to deeper waters. Is that an amenity for the city of Gulf Breeze and for all of our boaters that make Shoreline Park South and this whole region so popular? If the extension of that pier is something that, you know, it will be a long-time attraction, then let's go for it, because we might not ever have as many state and federal partners helping us through the emergency permitting process. But if that's not viable, then the fact that there's uncertainty with the ferry service itself, that really needs to be considered. And so that's where the focus of discussions last night remained, was do we really want to be driving in more boaters at this location? Or, as Councilman Schluter, you know, brought up, maybe that's best for the private enterprise, you know, closer to where we have, you know, restaurants and bars closer to the 3 mile bridge. Mm-hmm. So that was the discussion that you heard last night. Very interesting, because Councilman Schluter, of course, is, you know, the owner of Interlight Surf Shop. He has a tourist-oriented business. And what you heard him talk about last night is what is best for our residents. So
yeah, no,
it was
good.
Discussion.
And I agree. I thought you were very candid about how we don't even know if a ferry service is going to come for sure. So you really should judge this pier extension on its own merits. Something that would be very difficult and long, take a lot of time to permit under ordinary circumstances, and you have more of an accelerated timetable right now. And I thought it was an interesting conversation about the potential of putting in, over, like you said, over there by, you know, not Wayside Park because that's not available, but, you know, behind the businesses as a possibility, as another way. And also, the collateral benefit is you're not clogging up the boat ramp at Shoreline Park, and you might sort of be generating throughput traffic on 98 if they're going that direction too for the ferry. So there's just a lot of things in flux right now with this ferry proposal. So you guys are still working it, and it's kind of a lot of, well, we're still working it right now, right?
Well, that's true. And another part that we began the conversation with is, of course, ECAT. And so, as you heard Mayor Gerber Robinson also mention, there is already another transportation alternative. We're really encouraging everyone to, you know, take advantage of that. The added cost to our commuters per day is $40.60.
That's crazy.
That is at 58 cents a mile times 35 miles twice a day. You are adding not only an hour and a half minimum traffic time, assuming there's no accidents, but it's $40.60 a day. And that is why we're looking at other transportation alternatives. But ECAT, thankfully, starting Monday, provides service from Pensacola Bay Center all the way, you know, over to Tiger Point Community Center. So there's an opportunity for park and ride, you know, carpooling, and also Lyft and Uber, which is still a lower cost alternative. People can multitask while someone else drives for them. So we definitely want to encourage that as well.
Is anybody using it? Because I know not very much, but I wanted to know, is it being used right now as far as you know?
Well, it basically got propped up so quickly. Andrew, as you know, we all hit the ground running interlocally, immediately after the storm. And so there hasn't been heavy promotion of that yet. We're actually independently putting together some social media promotions to get that word out to residents. So we appreciate your help doing that as well. But I think the service really started, you know, before the commercials and the promotion. It's usually, you know, the opposite. So don't want to judge it yet, but I think as time goes on and people are really feeling the hit in their pocketbook, they're going to start using that alternative transportation.
Fair enough. Last quick question for you, Sam. Last night, the council voted again on the very familiar battle lines of 3-2 to continue the mask ordinance in Gulf Breeze, at least for another 2 weeks, right?
That's right, yes. And what you heard there is that it doesn't hurt, it may help. And I think that really just kind of generally recaps the feelings of our council. They come from diverse points of view, but they are trying to do what is best for their community.
And in spite of the fact that there is no penalty allowed because of the governor's preemption, right?
Oh, that is correct. But we actually have not had a penalty. Mm. Ours is more of the no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. We're in support of our businesses who may want to enforce that mask order, but there has not been a penalty.
Very good. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, always joins us after the city council meetings, which I finally got to watch one live for the first time. So that was that was fun for me. I sometimes watch them after the fact, but it was the thing I was watching last night. Sam, thanks so much for the time this morning. Thanks for what you do. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.